Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. Tomorrow is just a waste of time. Lots of new music today. We're going to get started with some local rockers. This is by Palm Oil from their new album, Last Time. Content warning, this song contains swear words. If you hate swear words, tune out right now. The song is called That Dick on CITR 101.9 FM.
Deal about it when you were really asking for it. Please don't tell your dad. The temptation has always been, what lies behind the ice, the hot-blooded tramp inside your mind. Wear white gloves, but I'm no saint. Thought I was Grace Kelly, but just you.
That was Priests with I'm Clean, a new one off of their brand new album, The Seduction of Kansas. Right before that, La Siento, Vestida de Rojo. And at the top was Palm Oil, That Dick. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined now by my very special guest, Claire.
Hey.
Hey, Claire. Yeah, I'm sad you missed that first song. It was great.
I really am sad now.
Amazing track.
I'll listen to it later.
How you doing? You're halfway done exams?
Yeah, exactly.
Halfway. Holding on.
Just finished a take-home that was due at 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You really just finished one.
Just slid it in.
I feel so relieved.
Yeah?
Because I am fully done.
Yeah.
Crazy feeling.
So it is pure relief.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So far.
Okay.
I think when my bus pass runs out, then I'll feel like.
And you can't use the UBC pool.
Oh, oh, is that going to happen?
Yeah.
I love the UBC pool. Oh, man. What did I want to say? Oh, I wanted to say there's a whole bunch of shows this weekend. There's like one on every day, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think we should go to at least one of them.
I'll go to one of them. Okay. And you can go. Okay, you can pick.
I'll let you pick. Okay, so the one on Thursday, April 18, is Dead Soft, Pet Blessings, Little Sprout, and Akita at Static Jupiter.
Okay.
So that's this Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday is Terrifying Girls High School.
Oh, I've seen
album release. Camp. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With Shearing Pink's Ape War and Balance. So that is this Friday at the Avant Garden. And then Saturday at the Toast, Behaviors, Princess Apparently, and Unman.
Oh, so frick.
Pick your punk show. Damn. We'll go to one of those.
Okay, I can't decide right now.
How about we listen to some of their songs and then you can decide.
Okay.
All right, first up, let's hear some Pet Blessings. This is from the Punkover Volume 2 compilation album by Rocket from Russia. It's Pet Blessings with Darling.
Laid out in a row, clearly now.
That was called God's House. That's by Red Mass from Montreal. Thanks to Josh for emailing us that band recommendation.
Thanks, Josh.
That was really sick of you. We appreciate it. Before Red Mass, you heard Terrifying Girls High School with the song Rat Patrol and Pet Blessings with Darling. And both those bands playing this weekend. Terrifying Girls High School on Friday, Pet Blessings on Thursday. Check those out. Whoa, what?
Look at this.
Okay, Claire is currently showing me a photo of a hailstorm?
Yeah, from a distance.
Whoa.
I took the expo line into a hailstorm.
Wow.
It was amazing. I saw the hailstorm coming. And then I got off the train and it was hailing. Like, I didn't know what it was going to be going into it. I was just like, that looks like weird weather. And then it was huge, like fully pea-sized hailstones coming down, like bucketing down.
Oh my God.
And after a few minutes, it looked as if there was snow on the ground.
Whoa.
And there were all these people from the Sun Run in like shorts and tank tops who were like completely soaked and like, It was very painful if they hit you, and so everyone was just, like, hiding. Really intense weather.
I feel like something like that always happens when the sun runs happening.
Yeah. It's because they named it the sun run.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Why did you do that? Jinxed yourself.
Yeah, it's like April. What do you expect? Yeah. Like, changing of seasons, gosh. The clouds were crazy, though. I didn't know there was a hailstorm, but I did see the clouds.
They were so beautiful.
Yeah, I kind of just, like, plopped myself by a big window, put my glasses on, and just, like, sat down for
the
show.
What was it? Cumulus.
There was, like, towering cumulus.
Yeah.
Maybe even some cumulonimbus if it was hailing.
Yeah. I trust you.
People always ask me, like, hey, Nina, what cloud is that? Like,
because you're a cloud expert.
Shut up. I don't know. I just know a few. All right. I want to play some Chai.
Mm.
Our friend Kira recently saw this band play.
Oh, yeah.
And she said it was so good. And I had, like, heard of them but never listened to their music. So after she told me how good the show was, I checked them out.
Are they from San Francisco?
They're sick.
No. That's where our friend Kira
is. I think they're
is.
From Japan.
Ooh.
From Nagoya, Japan. Chai. Let's have a listen to the song called Great Job. And it's from their album, which is called Punk. So cute. The first one's called Pink. Their second one's called Punk. Very cute. Here's Chai with Great Job.
Thank you.
That is a new one by Froth. It's called Laurel. From their upcoming album, Duress. Duress?
I think it's... I don't know. I mean, it's just a weird way of saying dress.
I don't know that word.
No. Duress?
Duress.
It's like stress.
I know, like durex. Under
duress.
Duress.
No?
Okay. Oh, I...
Take my word for it.
I just graduated. I didn't learn that word in university. Froth is from LA. And check out that album when it comes out on June 7th. Before that, an old one by the Go Team called Panther Dash. I just really had to play that because I thought it went super well with Chai's Great Job.
So peppy.
Yeah, just busy, busy, peppy music. Love it. All right, you're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. It's time now for the toilet seat cover.
Yay.
So Claire, my special guest Claire,
yeah,
has a bathroom to tell us about today.
I have a bathroom. I went to this bar, Six Acres.
Six Acres.
Have you heard of that one?
The, like, beer.
Yeah.
Brewing.
Not brewing.
Brewing.
That's 33 acres. It's Six Acres.
33?
Much smaller.
Quite a bit
smaller place.
Okay.
In Gastown. And...
Is it, like, sick? Like, there's, like, 6 acres of land, like, in Gastown.
It's probably, like, the square footage is a lot less than 6 acres. Maybe they have an acreage somewhere.
But it feels like it inside.
Yeah, I mean, it's got high ceilings.
But the maybe most important question is, was the bathroom.
Oh, like, yeah, bathroom. Acres. That's what we're talking about. It was great. It was, like... I liked it because when I went to the bathroom, I had had a few drinks, and there's, like, a very narrow corridor to the bathroom, and so you just kind of, like, walk and don't have to worry about falling over. You can brace yourself on the wall.
Oh, you can support yourself, just have your arms out.
Exactly.
Mm, okay.
And then when you're in the washroom, like, I think everything was great about it. A little bit dark,
mm-hmm.
but what's kind of cool is the lighting is like a bulb from the side, I think. Like, it was just like this kind of polarized lighting where it was just coming from one way and your face looks really intense. And so you, like, have that moment where you, like, look at yourself in the mirror and it's this, like, really dramatic moment where it's like, there you are.
That's
staring
me.
Back at you.
That's me.
So...
6 acres.
Yeah, 6 acres.
6 acres of drama.
Very, very cool place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get super drunk there?
Maybe.
I heard you made multiple stops that night.
Yeah, so many. It was terrible.
I have heard you say this already to multiple people, but...
How much I drank?
Yes.
Okay. Half a bottle of wine, 3 beer, a glass of vermouth, a small aperitif, and then a Campari. It was terrible.
Good for you, Claire.
Thanks.
All right. The cover for this week is by a band called The Behaviors. Oh, no, not The Behaviors. Just Behaviors.
Uh-huh.
And they're from Nanaimo, which is in Canada. But they spell it without a U.
Oh.
It's just like behavior, but no, like, U.
Oh.
And that's, like, the usual, like, Canadian way is to throw a U in there, like, with
yep.
color or yep. behavior or whatever.
Or labor.
They don't do that.
What the hell?
I know. But... You can check them out April 20, this Saturday,
uh-huh.
and ask them about
yeah,
why
we'll
they don't have
harass
a U.
Them.
Here is their cover of a Zachary Kibbe song called Readin' Your Will.
You can't sense, so to something all the time. Mental health matters. Do you struggle with anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar disorder, sleep issues, or anything that is compromising your mental wellness? If so, book an appointment with Finlandia's integrative mental health practitioner today. Karen Ryan can help you with your symptoms, your challenges, and your goals, and will create a treatment plan specifically designed for you. Students pay only $50 for their first consultation, which includes a gift bag of supplements worth over $60 from some of the top health companies in the industry. Call Finlandia today at 604-734-7760 and let our team help you turn your mental illness into mental wellness.
Racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
An old one. That's the Neo Boys from Portland back in the 80s from their album Sooner or Later. It's called Dirty White Lies. All right, you're still listening to CITR, still listening to Deliberate Noise, still here. It's Nina Panini and special guest Claire.
I'm still here.
You're still here. I'm super happy about that. You said you had a story, Claire.
Yeah.
I would love to hear it.
Okay. I heard... No, I didn't hear. I saw. Getting my senses mixed up. I saw a window washer. I was on the 9th floor of the Central Library.
Ooh.
And I saw a window washer who was washing like a high-rise building from the side. Like belaying down on a rope.
Laying down?
Belaying.
Oh.
Like a, kind of like a climbing rope thing. And have you ever seen that before?
Like in Mission Impossible.
It was as if he was like a spy, but he was just washing windows.
That's crazy.
It was so weird. He must have been on like at least the 15th floor of a building on the side. Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
People do that all day.
I cannot even go off the high diving board.
No.
At the pool.
Yeah, 5 meters is too high. And imagine also washing the entire surface of a skyscraper.
Wow.
Like.
And in the rain.
Compared to like a toilet sink. Toilet or sink.
And then you just come down and you're like, I washed that whole thing.
I washed that one and that one.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing that.
No.
For my life.
And he was in the rain.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Which is just futile work.
How often do you think like birds come really close to them? Probably some good bird watching from up there.
Yeah.
And people watching.
Very
actually, do you think they look down?
I don't know if they look down, but like you would look in. Like if you're washing a window.
You're right.
And the curtains are drawn, like you're looking in.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Things you'd see.
Oh, don't even.
Don't even want to go there. Okay, Claire, let's get a little sad.
Let's get really sad.
Wow, you just fully embraced that.
You're I did, because I know Elliot Smith is coming.
You know it's coming. Yeah, I heard this song recently.
Uh-huh. For the first time?
And I was like, I don't know if I heard it for the first time because it felt a bit familiar, kind of nostalgic, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure. It's possible I had heard it before, but.
You know what's interesting,
what
Nina?
What?
The album art is people falling off of a roof.
Oh my God.
I didn't even
make
that
connection.
We were
just talking about that. Claire, this is so meant to be. Do you feel like just like life right now, everything's kind of just like.
Oh.
So like.
So potent.
Happening.
And meaningful.
And just like that was
something's
like the
happening
universe.
With the stars.
I know. Oh. Spring is springing. It's being really weird.
It's being really weird.
All right, let's get into some Elliot Smith. This one goes out to all the people
washing skyscrapers. Oh no,
and,
the
and
sad
dealing
people
with heartbreak and other things.
Yeah,
I love you.
Bogus
all.
Heartbreak.
I love you all. Enjoy this.
Is what's the matter, man? And you think I ought to shake your motherfucking hand? But I know.
beautiful song. Okay. Got that out of my system. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Deliberate Noise this week.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be back next week.
Nope.
Is it Earth Day, I think?
Yep.
Yeah. I think there will be special programming for Earth Day.
Direct action.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we won't be back next week, but we will be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah. We get a week off.
Nice.
We don't have to make a playlist.
It's so hard. Yeah. Couple more shows I want to mention just before we go. Locks, Woolen Men, Bedwetters Anonymous, and Sylvia Rath are playing next Thursday, April 25th at the Red Gate.
We'll both be there.
I will be there. And then, oh my God, next Saturday is April Ween.
Wow.
Oh, I'm excited.
Why are you excited, Nina?
I'm excited because you get to see Bikini Kill, The Smiths, Rage Against the Machine, The Pixies, Avril Lavigne, Joan Jett, Josie and the Pussycats, and like even some more. Shangri-La's. Dude, it's crazy.
I can already tell Avril Lavigne will be my favorite.
I heard Rage Against the Machine practicing and they sound so good, but everybody's going to sound really good.
Is it a competition or just no.
Oh, I think there might be a costume competition.
Okay.
But the show itself isn't a competition. It's just...
just love.
Rock out and it's going to be a great time. All right. So we're going to end, just to get everybody really pumped up for the show, we're going to end with some Avril Lavigne. Classic... Complicated.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Stick around. Up next is records management. And we'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Okay. Later.
Life's life.
Yep. That's the way it is.
She yelling for, lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying. You look like a fool to me. Tell me why the hell they gonna make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into honesty. Promise me I'm never gonna find you faking. No, no. Dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling.